Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Let's give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Welcome to Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. Amen. We give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise this day for which is due unto Him. There is nobody like our God. There's nobody like our King. And first of all, we wish everyone out there a Merry Christmas and a prosperous Happy New Year. Amen. We're just praying that everybody will finish this year strong. Amen. And finish it mighty, giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in the process. Amen. I just want to come to you this morning from reading out of the book of Matthew, chapter 1, starting at the 18th verse, since this is the Christmas season. Amen. Not just the purpose of getting, but this is the also the moment of giving at the same time. And we know that the Father gave His Son Jesus, who died on the cross for all of our sins. And that is something to be thankful for and to be grateful for. Amen. The book of Matthew, chapter 1, reading from the 18th verse. And the Bible says this: "The birth of Jesus Christ came about this way. After His mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly." Amen. Excuse me. "But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, 'Seeing, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel,' which is translated, 'God is with us.'" Amen. So you don't have to worry about a thing, any situation or circumstance that you are going through. You have to recognize and know that God is with you. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. Living this life to live again, going through everything that I have gone through, to see on the other side that God has been with me every step of the way. Amen. And glory to God about it. I'm excited and I'm happy to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. Just want to go into the announcements, amen, the events, and then following those right into the praise and worship. I'm excited to hear the word being delivered from our Apostle Christopher McQueen. Letting everyone know once again that every Tuesday at 7 p.m., please join us for Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast at 7 p.m. every Tuesday night. Every Thursday night at 7 p.m., join me, yours truly, for Prophetic Atmosphere. Amen. That's Thursday night at 7. And then every Friday night, if you are in the Brevard County area, we do invite you, amen, to come out every Friday for JAM, Jesus and Me Ministry. It is a time of worship and praise. Amen. We just get before God, giving Him all the glory and the honor. We change the atmosphere. Amen. As we just praise Him and magnify Him, giving Him all what is due Him. And then immediately following that, we hear, amen, the word of the Lord being delivered from our pastor, amen, Apostle McQueen. So that's 7 p.m. nightly on Friday, every Friday, amen. And you can see us, or either you can come to our location at 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121 in the city of Cocoa, Florida. Once again, that's 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121, Cocoa, Florida. Again, that's every Friday night. Amen. Jesus and Me Ministry Jam. Can't wait to see you. Amen. And then 8:30 every morning, we come right here for our live worship experience, Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. Amen. And if you're not able to make it here, we just definitely invite you to visit us and see our broadcast on our website. You can go to our page, www.ctkr.org. Click on the media tab located at the top of the webpage, and there you will see all of our broadcasts live. Amen. And you can even go back into the archives and catch up with what God is saying and doing in the earth through His manservant. Glory to God. So once again, that's www.ctkr.org. And then if you want to become a vision partner, a financial supporter of this ministry, helping us to push and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world, go to the Contact Us page right next to the media tab. Amen. Learn all about us. Any of you want prayer requests, amen, someone in touch and agree with you there, or if you just would like to invite us to minister at any one of your engagements, amen, follow the instructions there, and we will contact you at our earliest convenience. Amen. Once again, www.ctkr.org. And now we have a Facebook page, so like us. Amen. We want to hear from you and what God is doing in your life. You can locate us under Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, or WOPD, also known as Women of Prophetic Destiny. Amen. Now, we do have an upcoming event, January 29th through February the 1st. Let me hear young people holler out at me. Woo! Thank you. 2015, 7 p.m., Joshua Generation Young Warriors Conference. We are excited about what God is doing. Amen. It's going to be a powerful time. We're going to have singers, dancers, mimes, worship. We're going to have it all, including the Word of God. I'm ready. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to give God everything I have on those four nights, January 29th through February the 1st, 2015. I got my stuff ready to go. I got my shotgun shoes, two pairs now, two, ready to go. Amen. Just in case one heel break, I got another one to back it up. Right. I am excited. Amen. The young people are excited. Amen. And we're coming in here to give God all His praise. Amen. Your year starts, your year ends the way that you started. Amen. So whatever happened in 2014, we want to close the door to that permanently. Amen. Leave every baggage, leave every chain, leave every feather. We want to leave everything that has caused us hindrance in 2014 and back. Amen. And we want to go into 2015 producing, amen, manifesting the promises that God has spoken to each and every one of us. Amen. So January 29th, February 1st, 7 p.m. nightly. Join us right here, 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121. Amen. Joshua Generation Young Warriors Conference. Glory to God. Now let's just give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Amen. Those are the announcements. Those are the events. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get into the praise and the worship. Amen. And then I'm ready to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Being delivered from our apostle. So let us pray. And then immediately following prayer, we're going right into the praise and worship. Amen. Amen. Father, we bless your name. God, we thank you and we praise you for all that you have done. You are a mighty God. You are a good God. You are a righteous King and a righteous Lord. There is no one else like you in all the earth. Father, first of all, we want to thank you for giving your son, amen, for allowing your son to come to the earth to be birthed, amen, and to fulfill his promise, to fulfill his mission, amen, that he died for our sins. sins, God, and was risen again, returning back for his church. We thank you, God, that you have saved each and every one of us, that you have given us the opportunity to accept you as our Lord and our Savior. God, we thank you for that. Even now, Father, we thank you for your protection. We thank you, God, that you have kept us all through the night, allowed us to wake up in our right mind, activity of our limbs, allow us to even have on our mindset to come into the house of the Lord giving you praise. Even that, God, we ask that this that you would anoint, amen, this service, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, anoint it and change the atmosphere this morning. Allow your presence, your anointing, and your power to fall in this house in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to shift the music, God. Shift the musicians. Shift the singers. Shift the word that is coming forth on this morning in Jesus' name. God, let us hear a right now message for your people in Jesus' name. Anointed Holy Spirit, have your way. Set foot in this house, rest, rule, and reign in this place. Let the kabod, the weight of your glory, sit upon us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even now, God, we thank you for every sign. We thank you for every wonder. We thank you for every miracle. We thank you, God, for where you're taking us. We thank you for the prophetic words that have been spoken over us, God, that it is time to produce the purpose, that it's time to manifest the promise. God, we thank you right now for that word and with everything within us, God, heart, mind, soul, and strength. God, this year, let it be a change. Let us not go into 2015 the same way that we have gone in the last several years. God, let this be a line drawn in the sand. God, that we will no longer fear what you have given us to do, that we will no longer fear the unknown, that we will no longer disobey your word and your way. God, that we will begin to take upon us your will and your purpose for our life, that we will fulfill the mission, that we will begin to pursue that which you have called us to do. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, this is the year, God, that we shall produce. This is the year that we shall fulfill the mission. This is the year, God, that we will say yes once and for all and mean it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now for all that you have done. Every soul that is getting ready to walk into this place, God, give us the vision to love. Give us the heart to love each and every soul, God. However they come in, Father, let us begin to show the love of Christ. Let us not have the spirit of judgment and critical voice, God, constantly speaking in our ears, but let us love people past the hurt, love people past the pain, love people past the issues and the challenges, God. Let them see Christ in us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to preach this unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. God, even now, let that word find each and every one of us. Let your words no longer fall on deaf ears, God, but let it begin. Our ears are attuned to your voice. We shall obey. We shall obey. We shall listen. We shall come into the fullness of the prosperity. We shall come into the fullness of who you called each and every one of us to be. God, allow your word to penetrate our hearts and our minds today. Let us accept the mission, God. Let us accept the assignment, Father. Your will be our will, Father. We thank you. We bless you. We glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking that you would touch the apostle. Let him minister this morning with power. Let him minister this morning with revelation. Let him minister this morning, God, with signs, wonders, and miracles following every word that comes forth out of his mouth, God. Let it begin to manifest immediately in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every voice, let every gift begin to ignite and begin to unify in this place as we lift you up and magnify your name. We thank you and we praise you and we ask all these things. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, we glorify you in this place. We lift you up, oh God. Your name is greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God, your name shall be glorified. Your name shall be lifted up. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. There is none like you in all the earth, God. And we worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We lift your name up, oh God. We adore you, oh God. Hallelujah. The Bible declares when the praises go up,
yeah,
Hallelujah. That he inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. So God, we praise you today. We glorify you today. We lift your name up, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. Our God is big. Our God is awesome. Our God is mighty. Hallelujah. The Bible declares, who is this King of glory? The Lord God, strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. How many of you know our God is big? Our God is strong. Our God is mighty. Hallelujah. We glorify you today, God.
My God cannot do.
Oh, there's strong, so mighty. My God, plan for me, go beyond my wildest dreams. Come on and put your hands together. If you know that God plans for you, go beyond your wildest dreams. Hallelujah. God, we give you glory. We magnify your name, God.
Yes.
We know that there's nothing that you can't do. Hallelujah.
Come on, everybody, see that.
There's nothing my God cannot do.
Come on, SD3, declare it.
There's nothing my God cannot do.
There's nothing my God cannot do.
There's nothing my God cannot do.
There's nothing
my God cannot do.
There's nothing.
There's nothing my God cannot do. There's nothing
my God cannot do.
There's nothing my God cannot do.
My God,
my God.
It's big.
It's big.
So strong.
So strong.
And mighty.
So mighty. And my God, plan for me.
Goes beyond
my wildest dreams.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to your name, God. Glory, glory to
glory.
Your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is strong. He is so mighty. God, and I give you the glory on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, clap your hands for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you know that our God is greater? Our God is stronger. He's higher than any other. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Magnify your name, oh God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Oh God, you're
come on,
awesome.
Lift up your hands all over the building.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, just
cease
your praise, cease your worship into this
atmosphere
right
Jesus.
Here. Tell them how much you love
us. We love you, Lord.
We love Jesus.
We adore you, oh God. There is none like
we
you.
We love you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You're great and mighty. Hallelujah.
Oh.
And we worship you, oh God. We magnify your name, oh God. We glorify you, oh God. Hallelujah.
How many of you know that the Lord is great?
Hallelujah.
How many of you really know that the Lord is great?
I know that the Lord is great. Hallelujah.
See, a great God deserves a great praise.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, I will bless him.
I will bless him.
Come on, say it again. I will bless him.
I will bless him.
Hallelujah. Right there, open up your mouth and let's bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, bless him.
We
come
worship
on,
you, God. We adore you. We make
you.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
He's marvelous.
He's marvelous.
Don't you love him?
Hallelujah.
Don't you love him?
Yes, I do.
Come on, one time, put your hands together and love
Hallelujah.
On you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let's
give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Come on, sing it.
Give him glory.
Give him glory. How many of you know the Lord's going to get glory out of it?
Hallelujah.
Come on, sing it together.
Give him glory. 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 Give him glory.
Sometimes you gotta touch the way out. Whoa! Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, and amen, and amen. Amen. God is worthy of all the praise, all the glory. That may be your last shout because you don't know what's about to come your way. So sometimes you got to get the victory in. Amen. You got to get the victory before the test. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Sometimes you got to get the victory before the test. You got to get the shout in before you go into the test. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. That's where y'all old timers out there. Glory to God. Well, wherever you may be at this moment, I pray. And for some of you, I already know y'all got your footwork in probably before you went out the door of your next service. So I just challenge you that when you walk into the door of your next service, amen, that you go in with a shout. For those of you who are at home and watching us from streaming live, I hope you got your praise and your worship in, giving God all the best that he deserves. Amen. Like I said, sometimes you got to get the shout. Amen. You got to do your shout before you go into the test. You already got the victory. Amen. Sometimes we got to grab the victory prior to going into the test. But just know that you have already won. Amen. I know some of you may be like, well, you know, it don't take all that. But you know what? You don't know my story. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm going through. Amen. So you cannot do what I do. Amen. And that needs to be the model for somebody on 2015. You can't do what I do. Amen. And when we all get that understanding, then we would all quit competing with each other and trying to be greater than the next person, because your lane belongs to you. Amen. Your assignment belongs to you. It doesn't matter who else may be doing the assignment. Whatever God has given you to do, that's all you got to focus on. Amen. Amen. Now just put those hands together and give Jesus some praise. And his name is worthy of all the glory and all the honor. I'm challenging everyone out there that 2015 will be the year that you will manifest, amen, your promises, that you will manifest your purpose, amen, that you will manifest whatever God has spoken to you to do, amen. This is the season. We got to put away all the foolishness, amen. We got to pull away all of the things that have held us back, every excuse, amen, every reason, all of our fear. We need to put doubt underneath us. We need to put procrastination underneath us. We need to chop the head of fear off, and we need to charge forward and walk on the water just as Peter did, amen. If he's already spoken to you, and when I say he, if God has already spoken to you, which I do believe he has, he's already given you the vision, rewrite it, go back over it, get it in your spirit, realize some things that we may add, it may not be what God has already given us, but let's start at ground zero and move and push forward. He is with you. Amen. He can't breathe on something if you don't have anything for him to breathe on. Amen. So I challenge all of us 2015 that this is, amen, the year of manifested promises. Amen. 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 As we magnify the Lord, Glory to God. Now, just quickly while, amen, Pastor is getting ready. Once again, all right, please join us for our event, Joshua Generation Young Warriors Conference, January 29th through February the 1st, 2015. Amen. This was just a little inkling, a little dot, a little period at the end of the sentence of the praise and the worship that's going to go forth on those nights. So I challenge all of you to come out, 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121. Amen. Get your shouting shoes, bring your tissue boxes and all of that. We're going to give God everything we have. Now, amen. Without any further ado, glory to God. Let us now receive the angel of this house, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen.
God of praise. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and tell him God is good.
Good.
If you really know it, then give him a good praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got a time out for this lackadaisical praise and just, you know, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We've been talking about that. Amen. But we want to make sure that God gets all that he is due. Amen. And in doing so, then that means that he is free in our lives to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Notice here now, I said ask or think. Amen. Because some people have some lofty thoughts. Look at your neighbor and say, and God is able to do greater than that. Amen. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, God can do greater than that. So what we're doing then is we're starting to move now from the old to the new. And we're going out of 2014, amen. But we're about to go on to 2015. And it will be the year of manifested promises. That's it. Amen. Prophetess has spoken, and I concur, knowing that God is saying this to his people. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to begin to go into this year with our faith attached. Amen. So that God can get the glory out of all that is in our lives. And look at your neighbor and say, if you ever needed the Lord, you sure enough need him now. We're watching all kinds of things happen across the land. People are bragging on how terrible and bad they are. A young man just went in and killed two police officers in the Bronx or in Brooklyn, New York, I know at least. And when he did it, he had premeditated what he was going to do, bragged about his plan, and then did it. Here we are playing around with church, trying to figure out what we about to get next and who's on first and who did what, when, where. And look at your neighbor and say, it don't matter. God got to get the glory out of our life, and he can't get the glory out of our life if our lives are raggedy and messed up because we're focused on ourselves. We need to focus on him. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, focus on him and giving him his glory. Amen. I just want to say thank you to all of you who came yesterday for the fellowship. We had a time, did we not? We ate and fellowshipped and laughed and just fellowshiped some more and laughed again. Amen. Look at your neighbor and just say, you need more. If you all you got is church, you know, you got a good foundation, but socially you are inept, amen. And the body of Christ can't grow if you won't get outside of your borders. But I'm just happy with Jesus alone, but he ain't happy with him alone. That's why he gave us the command to go into all the world, amen. Preach the gospel to every creature. Look at your neighbor and say, you have a message to share. Let me show you this. If there's a message for you to share, then God has already designed the ear to hear the message you got to share. Amen? When you don't go out to share that message, then the person who needed to hear it from your lips, your assignment, amen, they miss it. Mother Boy used to always say to us, she used to say, there's souls that are down your lane.
Yep.
They're on your street.
Yep.
I don't have access to them. Yep. But you do. Now, if you don't speak, who's going to show them Jesus? Amen? Amen?
Amen.
So we have to take some time and make sure that we are doing what we need to do so that God gets the glory out of all of this. But don't get it twisted. Amen? We need the Lord, and the Lord needs us to do what he told us to do. Amen? See, he's already provided the way and done everything else. Our job now is to step forward and fulfill those things that God is saying to us so that he can get the glory out of the total situation. Amen?
Yeah.
Now, let's do this here. I need to go back to where we were, Luke 1:28. In the season, next week we'll be traveling, and y'all pray for us as we go. We're praying for you as you travel as well. We know that several will be in transit, if you will. Amen?
Amen.
And we ain't just going up the road from Florida to, you know, to Georgia or to the Carolinas. We're about to go from coast to coast. And I'm talking about from Florida all the way up to Ohio. We're going to be touching Great Lakes when we get to where we're going. Amen? So we need you to pray for us that we stay alert and that the Lord is gives us traveling mercies. I know I'm going to have a good time because I already decreed and declared it. Amen? I mean, I'm going to really enjoy myself. I get to go see my son, see my grandson, see my mother, see my father. I might look for some friends while I'm up that way just so I can make sure that I'm still, you know, being prayed for by them. Amen. And you have to understand there are certain people in your life that have touched you. Amen.
Amen.
And you want to stay, you know, tactile with them. So Facebook is fine, but sometimes you just want to look some people in the face. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. While we're up that way, we're trying to see if we can get up to see Bishop Locke. There's something about going to see spiritual parents. Amen? And when you go see spiritual parents and they begin to look at you and look you over and they're speaking to your life, how many of you know that the Lord has a way of doing what he needs to do? Amen. So we're going to be looking to see if we can just get a glimpse. Amen. I'm not telling her we're coming. We're not making no appointment. If they got a Sunday, if they got a Christmas morning service, we will be sitting there. Amen. And I just want to make sure that I'm in the atmosphere, if you will. Amen. I have another place that we're going to go this year. That is back up to the place where my preaching started, and that is Riverdale, Maryland. We got to go back to Refreshing Springs Church of God in Christ. That's where I did my initial sermon. Amen. And I'm saying all this because you have to understand that there are times in your life when God will call you to go back to foundational things. Bishop Locke taught us how to be excellent in ministry. Amen? You couldn't bring just anything to her. You get your hand slapped or you get cut. Amen? This stuff that we do now and we call it and let stuff fly, No. But then again, when you look at those ministries, worldwide ministries require worldwide level of disciplines. Amen? Amen? That means that if you're going to stand up before God, she challenged us to make sure you got before God before you came before us. When I say that, that's not something me trying to say it to you. That's something that was instilled in us. Amen? Those of you who know Mother Boyd and remember those days before the Lord took her on when we would come together for the fellowships, you know that before we showed up to fellowship, we fasted, we prayed, we was trying to get something from God. Amen? And the same thing now, we're trying to do the same thing. If you are going to have the success of your past, you must build on those successes. Amen? Understanding the failures of your past and what caused you to fail. So what you do then is you begin to move, if you will. And as you begin to move, then you'll begin to see that I made a misstep here. But if I correct that, then that'll help me in my moving, in my walking, in my progressing. I can still progress there. I just need to watch out for that pitfall and that pothole and that little stumbling block. Amen. So we're going to begin to go back and revisit some of those things because, uncommon to popular belief, better new is not always better. Amen. Sometimes you got to go back to the old time way. Pick up what worked, because if it brought mama through, if it brought grandmama through, if it brought my grandfather and my father through, then it can bring me through. Amen?
Amen.
We now with technology learn how to do things more, you know, with more computers and everything else. But my father, I remember when I started preaching, my father gave me his Bible that he preached from. Being the PK, I knew that this was a great honor. I still got that Bible. That Bible is tore apart. As a matter of fact, when you open it, as soon as it opens like this, and if I start turning back to Genesis, Genesis is a book of its own. Because right when Genesis and Exodus come together, it's been worn till it is just, you understand? The book was used. There's all kind of highlights and things in there. And my father was notorious for writing in the margins thoughts that the Lord gave him. Amen. So when he gave me his Bible, he gave me not only a book, he gave me his insight, his revelation. You see that? And I still have that Bible today. Amen. And it's something that's precious when we begin to look. Having a Bible tactile, turn the pages is wonderful. We've learned how to now have Bibles like this. And sometimes, you know, you get so programmed that you forget that there is a book called the Bible. Amen? Amen. But that Bible, we can start talking and God can say something and we pick up that Bible and it will fall right open to the passage. Look at your neighbor and say, this word is alive. Amen. So as I said, we're going to go back and we're going to spend some time with mom and with dad and with our spiritual parents and those who've had influence over our life. Amen. If you think that I'm a little, as you would say, tough and unyielding when it comes down to the word and in ministry, you know, he needs to lighten up just a little bit. You got to go back to my training, amen? And my training allows me to laugh on the street, but to be serious when it comes down to the word, amen? And the world right now has brought the street in and made it holy. And we got to get back to real holiness. Look at your neighbor and say, 2015, we will be holy. Give God a praise. Now, we started on Friday, and I began to deal with Luke, the first chapter, and we went from the 28th verse down, and I'm going to pick it up here at the 34th verse. Bring me down to the 34th verse, because I want you to see something here. Mary and Joseph, as we look at them, have had some serious things that they've had to contend with before they even began. And I want you to understand that sometimes at your beginning, you have to contend with the most. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, sometimes we got to deal with the most at the very beginning. I want you to understand what I'm saying to you. Sometimes when we get to the very beginning, we begin to deal with some issues and some hardships in our life. The reason why we deal with them there is because the rest of your life, you know, you're going to have to operate at altitude. Can I say it like this? I used to tell prophetess this, and I want you to get it in your spirit. We're here on Space Coast, right? And we've watched many rockets go up. Space shuttles go up. You notice that when it gets to space, it doesn't use all of that energy. It uses what they call a burn. They're saying we need to correct our trajectory. Give us a 3-second burn. Maneuvers that giant thing into proper position. Everybody say just a little energy. But those of us who are on the ground understand that it took all of those booster pods in the main, and they drop off as you get higher. You see, it takes all of that energy to get off the ground. Some people have been trying to get to atmosphere with a short burst, when you really need to use your full energy to get to your altitude. You understand? When God gets you to your altitude, changing your trajectory is a minor thing. Getting you to your altitude is the major thing. Amen?
All right.
So God is trying to get us to go up and stop trying to be down here and just, you know, well, I don't take all that. How we got it? Because you need to come up higher. Look at your neighbor and say, we got to go up higher. All that foolishness and craziness that we've been dwelling with and dealing with in the past, we got to let it go. In 2014, let your folly go. Amen? If you've been playing around with God and God's been talking to you and calling you up and telling you to move forward, and you've had every excuse of why you can't go and whose fault it is that you ain't, you know what? Let that go. Amen? And get on up to your altitude. Amen? Now, let me show you something. The reason why some people can't handle where they are is because you're not equipped for that altitude. The atmosphere is not good for you. Okay, let me say it like this. God has equipped you to be able to survive at your altitude. The atmosphere and the altitude is what your body is equipped for. Your lungs function properly. Your body works properly in its right atmosphere, which is at the altitude you're supposed to be at. I'm going to talk about Mary in a minute, but you got to see what's going on here. What's going on is that God is trying to get us up where we need to be at. Eagles will go over a storm. Chickens will hide from the storm. To deal with their altitude. The air is thinner up there. That means that the eagle needs to be able to get in enough oxygen and process it so it doesn't die. Its body is created so that when it gets up to those altitudes, it can still function. You see? Certain birds can't go up that high because they're not equipped for it. Y'all see? So God is trying to get us to understand that the altitude, a fish that comes up to the shallows when its body is equipped for the depth, will die in the shallows. Amen? Because the pressures that it needs to sustain how its body works, breathes, and functions is at the depth that it's created for. Some of you just need to get to your right altitude, amen? And then your atmosphere will change. And when your atmosphere changes, you'll be able to process, live. Your fullness will come because you're in the right place. Look at your neighbor and say, the reason why you're having trouble, because you're not in the right place yet. It is our job then to provoke you to get to the right place, to the right altitude, so that God can use you. Amen. When I need something or someone that's above the storm, I'm going to look for eagles. If you hanging out with ravens and hawks and chickens, then you're not going to, I don't care how big a flamingo is or one of those, sandbill cranes that be crossing the street, like I know you ain't going to hit me, and people don't. That's why they got the attitude. Let a couple of those get hit. I bet they jump off the street knowing something's the matter when that big thing comes. You know, the thing is, is that no matter how big those things are, ostrich, you understand what I'm saying? Those are big things, and I don't care how big that thing is, it can't get to the altitude that the eagle can. So your girth does not measure up to your altitude. Okay. God is trying to get us to stop